China pulled out all the stops to host President Obama and other leaders of the world's 20 leading economies this weekend. China's government sent 2 million residents of the city of Hangzhou on vacation to ensure a flawless summit. This is Obama's final trip to Asia as president. NPR's Anthony Kuhn joins us from Hangzhou. For more, welcome.
Hey, good morning, Renee.
Yeah, and President Obama began his post-summit press conference looking back at the world's economy since that very first G20 created in reaction to the world economy, in fact, falling apart. Just briefly, what did he say about that?
Well, he made a very interesting observation, and that was that his two terms in office coincided with China's involvement in the G20. One of the major economies' responses to the financial crisis in 2008 was to say, we need to have the big developing economies in on the process of global economic governance, because China and these other countries were left out of the G7 group of nations. So now, in hosting for the first time this G20 summit, China is saying, look, we're serious about global economic governance. We're not just going to be responding to crises. We're going to plan for a future economic growth. And this summit is really important because it signals that China is getting that seat at the rules-making table, and it's got its own emphases, particularly emphasizing interests of the developing nations.
And President Obama and the President of China did talk for hours Saturday night. What did they say to each other?
Well, they both came out with long lists of things that they agreed upon, and these were mostly economic and environmental. Their big achievement was that they formally joined the Paris Climate Agreement. On the political side, it looked like lists of talking points, and it doesn't look like they really narrowed a lot of differences on tough issues such as human rights or the South China Sea, where China has been building on islands. There's just no indication that we can see that they got past these talking points or achieved any meeting of minds of the two leaders.
Well, how much, though, might she have been looking over President Obama's shoulder to President Obama's successor?
Well, he certainly has several more years. Xi Jinping certainly has several more years in office. And of course, China is waiting to see who follows President Obama into the White House. But I don't think they're going to wait on some of the big issues they consider important, such as she pointed out, their protection of their so-called territorial rights in the South China Sea. And despite President Obama saying that China should abide by an international tribunal's ruling that invalidated their claims in the South China Sea, today, Chinese ships were spotted near disputed waters of the Scarborough Shoal off the Philippines. So I think they're just going to keep on doing what they want.
Well, just again, briefly, President Obama heads to Laos for a conference of Asian nations. One of the things that's come up before that is Rodrigo Duterte, Philippines president, talking badly about the president.
Yes, that's right. And he threatened President Obama that he would curse at him if he brought up the subject of extrajudicial killings in his war on drugs. President Obama did not say whether he'd raise that issue. He just said he'd assess the situation and try to have the best conversation he could.
Thanks very much. That's NPR's Anthony Kuhn speaking to us from the G20 summit in China.